Hello, and welcome to the On Air with Mr. Griffiths podcast, from mind-blowing interviews to untold stories.
Morgan, I just want to say publicly, I want to apologize because what the listeners and viewers don't know, we've already tried to record the episode and rookie mistake. I forgot to turn on the camera. So one, I appreciate your time just for coming back on. And then two, being understanding. You were super understanding and I appreciate that. So one, thank you again for just coming on.
No, yeah, you're good. I was about to say round two, we're good. We were warmed up the first time, so we're good.
We're warmed up. We'll jump straight into it. Tell the listeners and viewers a little bit about yourself and your background.
So my name's Morgan Greenlee. I'm originally from Oregon, born and raised. I left for the military in 2017, moved to, I was in Korea actually for a year, and then moved to North Carolina. So I had my little time in North Carolina. And yeah, so I just started pursuing music. That's what I'm doing now. I started that in Raleigh, and now I've landed in the wonderful, crazy town of Nashville. So yeah, now I live in Nashville, and I'm just trying to chase this crazy dream of why everyone moves to Nashville to pursue music. So yeah, it's been good.
It's crazy. You know, your story is very unique because honestly, from my perspective, it's very hard to do what you're doing. Going from an active duty status, which you were, and now chasing music full time. So one, I think it takes a lot of courage to do what you're doing. And tell me about that process. How was your transitioning period? I mean, even pulling the plug on saying like, hey, music is my dream. That's my goals. And that's what I want to do as a career, that transitioning period from an active duty military to now doing what you're doing.
You know, it's funny because everyone I served with or who knew Sergeant Greenlee, they were like, dude, you're going to do the full 20. So when I kind of decided that I was going to step away from that, a lot of people were surprised and I was surprised. The transition was hard and it still is hard till this day, you know, because mentally I really think the Army changed me in a lot of ways, a lot of good and a lot of bad. But I still have that same mentality, just a hard go-getter, you know, and that's a hard switch to turn off when you're in the civilian world now, you know, cause everyone's like, you can't be like a hard ass, you know, like, so that's been different. The transition, I was actually going to get out when I ETS'd, I was going to get out in 2022. And I ended up landing on a reservist position as a drill sergeant. And I was like, you know what, I loved being a leader. And I always thought like to be a drill sergeant is just awesome, you know? So I ended up picking up that. So I actually am still part-time in the reserves and, you know, it's a love-hate relationship because, you know, like I love and I wish that I could be active duty. But that's just not my cards right now because of what I want to do. You know, we talked about it last time, but you know, I auditioned for the 82nd Airborne Course and I made it. And my commander was like, hey, we need you here. You know, so it was one of those things. It was a little disheartening. But I just knew that I had to get off active duty and allow myself to be able to be where I want to be, which is Nashville. I've always loved Nashville. I've always thought I would live in Nashville, you know, so it has been a hard transition because I don't think I've fully let go of, you know, that military mindset. But it's been a huge eye opener and a huge blessing all in the same time, having that transition just because, you know, this is what I want to do. I love it here. It might be a crazy city. It's so busy. It is go, go, go. I feel like I have not gotten as much sleep as I used to. I used to be a grandma. I used to go to sleep at 8, 9 o'clock, but you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. And, I'm always going to really miss my time being in and, you know, have those thoughts of maybe what could have been, but I'm so happy that I kind of just made myself get out halfway, I guess I'm still in reserve, but you know what I mean? Not serve full time and pursue my dreams. Cause I'm only young once, you know what I mean? I'm 26 now. So I knew if I waited to do my 20 years, man, there was no music business for me. So, so it's been good. It's been really good. I do miss it. And I think it's honestly kind of a blessing in disguise. I think it's kind of shaped me to be who I am today. I'm thankful for the hardships that I had in the military, because I truly think it's given me a backbone to be like, you know, I'm okay. If little things happen or whatever, where I used to cry about random shit, you know, I'm like, no, I've been through the deployments. I've been away from my family. So I've been through the hard stuff to really appreciate now being out and being able to do the things that I want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you know, I hear that all the time. And, you know, even from me still being active duty, a lot of people don't understand that nervousness or that scary aspect of it. You know, a lot of people, when I talk to my friends or my family back home, and they ask, like, hey, when are you transitioning? When are you getting out? And I express, like, hey, like, I'm scared to get out. And it's mind blowing to them that it's like that. You know, you would think being forward, going on deployments and stuff like that, that you would want to get out, or some people would, but they just don't realize on how, I mean, in a sense, how good we really have it and how much the military takes care of us in some aspects. And that transitioning period for me is scary. You know, there's a lot of stuff to consider, but just hearing you say it from a commander standpoint, you know, I hear those stories all the time on the transitioning period, on how hard it actually is. And that's a big stigma that we have in the military, is setting soldiers up for success. So just being able to express that story that you just now did on when you got selected, but your command team didn't allow you to do it. You know, like, I think that's a downfall and a flaw that we have as leaders in the military, being able to set soldiers up successfully when they transition. And that's hard, not just from a soldier standpoint, but being able to hear that as a leader, it's disheartening to know that there's still commanders out there that's not looking out for the soldiers. I mean, given there's a mission mindset, I got it. But, you know, a lot of times soldiers, it's not a full-time career. Although you had hindsight on you wanted to do a full career active duty, some people just simply don't. They want to join for 3 or 4 years, and whatever the benefits may be, they want to transition after that. And I think it's hard for the command teams or leaders to realize, like, hey, the military just isn't for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, for me, like, I was never the type of person, like, I actually had a full ride scholarship for track and field. I love track. School is not for me, you know, but it was one of those things. I was, you know, I think I was 19 years old, 20 years old. And I was like, I'm not getting any younger. And I have always just wanted to serve my time. You know what I mean? It was never for the benefits, even though the benefits are great. Right. I truly just wanted to serve my time. My mom had served a little bit of time too before she got frostbite in Germany and had to get medically discharged, but that's a whole nother story. But I've always loved, like, the patriotic, like, seeing people serve. I've always had so much respect for those people, and I wanted to be a part of that somehow, even if it was, you know, just my 4 years or whatnot. Like, I will forever appreciate the time that I've had in the military. And like you were saying, like, you know, you have the housing. I think that's another really hard part of the transition. You have the housing, you have food. If you want to go to the defect and eat, you have everything provided for you. You have the
timeline, everything.
You have everything. You can go to the doctor and walk in and be like, hey, I need to be seen today. And you will never have to see a bill ever. You know what I mean? So that was a hard slap in the face when I got a COVID test when I got sick, and it was like $700. And I'm like, whoa, let me go back active duty. Like,
right.
You know, so that is another hard transition, is like being like, you know what? The reins are loose. Like, here you go. You have to pay for everything now. And I wish, you know, somehow the military kind of set you up for those things. I know they do getting out, you know, but I think it's a really hard reality check for a lot of people getting out. And that's what causes depression and people just getting back in because they're like, I can't do this stuff on my own anymore. You know what I mean? So
in a sense, you know, it's like a comfort aspect. I know a lot of times we say we don't want to get comfortable and depend on and stuff, but then again, we feel comfortable being able to, I mean, like you said, if you get sick or something happens, your medical is covered. You don't have to worry about it coming in. You know, I mean, given the days are long at some point, you go on deployments and there's a lot of stuff that you miss, you know, family, friends, everybody back home. But then again, you don't have to worry about an income. You know, your checks coming through, you know, your medical coverage is being covered. You know, you have a house, you know, you're being fed. And talk to me now. And you're in full effect, you know, downtown Nashville, you're pursuing your dream, the struggles, you know, because from the outside looking in, everybody wants to be a singer. Everybody is wanting to do music right now. So tell me, like, the day-to-day life on the struggle on getting gigs. I mean, I see you're playing at places here and there. So, like, the struggles of just being able to get your foot in the door.
So the first week I was here, I'm one of those people, I am a goer. I go, 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 go. It was day two I got here, and I started looking for jobs. So that was one. The second week I was here, I was going downtown and walking into bars and establishments, asking where I sign up. You know what I mean? Like,
Right.
let me play here. Like, put some trust and faith in me. Here's some videos of me singing. Let me meet you in person. So I emailed, man, I meet emailed about nine different just people that I got cards from, or when I walked in, like, hey, who can I talk to? Emailed a bunch of people, like a little, hey, this is me, this is videos of me singing, really consider me, please, because
Right.
I want to get out there. I love music, and I want to pursue it. And so I ended up getting into a Get Aurea circuit down on Broadway, which has been a huge blessing. It's with Aldean's and Casa Rosa, so it's been really neat. So I've been getting on gigs anytime I can. I just started doing writers rounds, which writers rounds are like where you kind of sit in stools and you play your own music. And for me, I've been writing for maybe the past year. I just taught myself how to play the basics of guitar.
Let's go.
So I've kind of unlocked a new fear of being vulnerable with that. So that's been completely like its own little ride in itself. It's been terrifying. Like, I held myself at such a high standard in the military, I think. And now I'm kind of trying to pull that away because this is completely different. You know what I mean?
Right.
You have to
Yeah.
just go in with the mindset of like, I am Morgan. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And that's really all I got. You know what I mean? So in a sense, I'm in a competition with myself. I'm not in a competition with anybody else.
Right.
So it is hard though, because man, I go to so many writers' rounds and there's just like people where I'm like, how are you not on the radio yet? You know what I mean? How are you not big in there? Same thing as me. I look on their Instagrams and it's just a couple thousand followers. And I'm like, you know what? Like, we're all in this together. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? So it's been super cool to see the dynamic of the people down in Nashville. Like, everyone's so supportive. Like, hey, let's get a write together. Like, we're
Yeah.
all in this together. Because a lot of it, like, I'm gonna give it a good 95% of the people that who live in Nashville now aren't from Nashville. So
Yeah.
we're not natives, and we're all here pursuing the same thing. So it's honestly pretty neat to see. I was really nervous about, how am I going to make friends and all this stuff. But man, if you're in the music industry down on Nashville, everybody knows everybody. You know what I mean? So it is really cool, but it is a grind. I've been talking to a few people who kind of already are in the scene, and they get to see like the back behind the scenes of things, and they're like, hey, you need to be posting every day and all this stuff. And I'm like, it is really a full-time job on top of the fact that I'm going to school online for college
Right.
and working almost full-time. So it is a grind. And I know we talked about it last time, but it's one of those things where I'm in that low point right now where I am struggling. You know what I mean? Financially, all the things, but I just know that someday it's all going to make sense. And I'm going to be like, I had to have that low point. You know what I mean? To have that high. We talked about Lainey Wilson, and
Yeah.
she did it for 12 years. And I just saw on Facebook today, she went on American Idol 7 times. And I have a girlfriend here who went on 6 times, knows every time. You know what I mean? So you might get told 100 times, 1,000 times no, but it takes that one yes. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? To really launch your career, to launch your song, to launch just you as an individual. So that's what I'm chasing after. I'm chasing that yes,
And you explained it very well. It's kind of like diamonds in the rough, And the overnight success, yeah, it's cool and to have, but not everybody gets it. And like you said, the Lainey Wilson story, 12 years of being embedded in Nashville, and then just one day she got that yes. And it reverts back to a story or a video that I've seen on social media is if we knew when that yes would come and was coming, how hard would we work to get it? If we knew that 450 people was going to tell us no, but that 451st person was going to be our yes. You know how hard we would work to get through those 450 people just to get that one yes? And honestly, I think it's amazing because you're at that stage where you realize, like, hey, this is a struggle. I'm not an overnight success right now. I very well could be tomorrow or the next day, but right now I'm putting in the work, I'm grinding, and I'm doing whatever it takes to make it through. And I applaud you for it, because a lot of people, you know, just to be able to sustain that, a lot of people don't do, they give up after a short little while. And, you know, I think back to my platforms is I got a message or a DM a while back and said, oh, wow, an overnight success. You know, you gained so many followers in a short amount of time. But what they don't realize is when I first started back in 2020, I didn't have any followers. I was on live for 6 months straight with less than 5 viewers. I made 317 videos, multiple ones a day, that didn't get any traction, that I just kept in my drafts. And then I started leaking them out, and then they started getting traction. But they don't see the grind and the work unless you tell it. And a lot of people just don't tell their story. And, you know, that's why I think you're so unique, is because the story and the process is something that you're trusting right now. And it's hard as humans, as people, to trust that process. And especially coming from the active duty side, even still being active duty myself, you know, it's hard to trust, like, hey, one day I want to transition and I want to pursue this completely full time. It gets that butterfly feeling or effect in my stomach where I'm like, wow, it's people like you that I'm inspired by that are literally just like, hey, I'm going to do it and I don't care what it takes. And then one day I will make it. And if I don't, I'm going to do everything in my power to see it through.
Yeah, I think it's good to kind of like remember that it's good to have a plan A.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There, and if you want to be successful in what you do, I've heard a quote from Jelly Roll, don't have other options. Don't have other plan Bs, plan C, D. Just have a plan A. Conquer that until you can't anymore. You know what I mean? Right. So, I mean, I'm out here without family. I've been blessed to meet people, and I feel like I have friends that like kind of keep me grounded here. But, you know, it would be easy to just be like, you know what? Can't do it anymore. I'm going to move back home. I would love to be a cop. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to do all these things, but I just know in my heart that I've wanted this for so long. I even remember when I was a little girl signing my autographs, you know, in a book, just random, just knowing that someday, whether I have, and it's not about the following. I know last time we talked about it, but for me, it's not about the following. I have such a big heart for people. I really do. Like, I've wrote it down so many times. I've watched sermons, and it's like, if you have a vision, write it down. And I've always written impact people through music. It's not get 100 million followers and, you know, get a bunch of money. It's always just impact people through music. And that's like, that's my goal through my career. You know, whatever comes to me, I will be so humble and grateful. I think that's another reason why, you know, I had to do what I had to do in my past, like being in the military and embracing the suck and all the things, for me to, when that time comes, be like, damn. Yeah. I went through it, and now I'm grounded and I'm humble and I'm thankful, and I don't expect things to be handed to me. You know what I mean? So I know that I went through all the shit that I did. So one day when it happens, I'm going to look back and be like, nope, I needed to go through that pain and that suffering and missing people, and to be like, oh, there it is. This is why. Thank God that all happened. You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah. And I love that, you know, and I tell a lot of people, especially when I do one-on-one with people, is success isn't defined by a number. You know, I love meeting people that don't know that I have platforms, that don't see the M beside my name, because at the end of the day, it means nothing to me. If I can wake up each and every day with the air in my lungs and a voice to speak, and I can motivate, inspire, maybe be a light in someone's dark day, then it's all worth it to me. And you pretty much just explained it. That's how much passion you have on being able to just change people's life throughout music. And I think it's incredible what you're doing. I think you're on the right track. And if I could give you any advice, it would be this. You know, I heard it from Miss Kentucky. I had her on the podcast a while back. It was former Miss Kentucky, but she said, you know, I tried 6 times and I never did get it, because I was always trying to pick out the things that I liked about the previous or the former Miss Kentucky in 2015 and 2013. And then she had a mentor that said, you know, maybe the world needs a you. And I think that's the right path that you're on, is you are defining your success and nobody else can do that for you. And you're grounded, you're humbled, no matter what comes your way, whether it's fame or whether it's fortune, you know what you're doing, you're passionate about it. And Morgan, if the listeners or viewers could look you up and find you right now, where would they find you at?
So I have drill this weekend, so I'm hoping my voice isn't super hoarse, but I'm going to be in the studio for 10 hours next week and get my first song out, because like I said, I just moved here. Yep. So I feel like my whole little singing career is on like the crawling stages, but I'm on Instagram right now, Facebook and TikTok, Morgan Greenlee or Mosey Jane. So I think I'm going to start going for Mosey Jane. But yeah, so I'll have my first song out, and you know, I think that's what's going to kind of launch my career and be like, this is me. You know what I mean? It's not just covers anymore. It's not me playing downtown Broadway, doing cover songs. Like, this is my piece of music that I've only written by myself as from this point. So this is all me. Here's what I produce. So anyways, for anyone who wants to follow along in my journey, I will definitely have music out soon. And I'm looking forward to it. I got to keep grinding, because things are not free in Nashville either. So it's going to take time and it's going to take some money, but we're going to get there. So I'll have my first song out probably by the end of the month or early next month.
Morgan, I've seen your videos. I believe in you. And I'm glad that you said it, because what we're going to do, we're going to do a podcast a year from now, and you're going to be able to listen back and see how much you've grown and how much you've actually believed in yourself. And I think, you know, the sky's the limit for you. If you could give anybody a piece of advice, and maybe that's wanting to follow in your footsteps, what would it be?
If you have a feeling, if you have a gut feeling, just chase it. Just do it. Just take that leap. Just take that leap of faith. Like I said, don't have a plan B. Have that plan A and just conquer that until it literally doesn't work out. You know what I mean? And it's up to you on what that point may be. But for anyone, like I said, with the Lainey thing, like, it took 12 years. You know what I mean? She had a plan A for 12 years and it finally came full circle, you know? So just have that plan A. Don't be scared of the unknown, because the money's going to come. Money's going to go. People are going to go, all these different things. And for me, the biggest thing that I always think about, and that I think more people need to hear, is I've been on this earth for now 27 years and I've been fine. I've been able to, you know what I mean? Like, I have been okay for 27 years. So in 5 years, I know I'll be okay. You know what I mean? So just take that leap of faith, just do it, and do it wholeheartedly and do it humbly. You know what I mean? Because this world doesn't owe you a thing. The world doesn't, and nobody owes you a thing, but you owe it to yourself at the end of the day, just to be true to yourself and be a good person and be an influence. You know what I mean? A good influence, positive influence. And that's what I want to be. I know if anything, that's what I will stay true to for the rest of my life, no matter what happens, is I will always be humble and I will always love people. So I think that that's super important.
Morgan, I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, it gives me chills hearing it, because your heart is a heart of gold. Guys, if you're listening right now, tune in next week. We'll have another episode. Go and follow Morgan on every platform. She has music that's coming out. Morgan, I appreciate your time, and honestly, it's an honor just to be in your presence, and I'm going to be able to watch you grow from now till years from now, and I think it's just going to be a cool experience on you being able to listen back or see yourself right now on how much you've grown in the next 5 or 10 years. So I appreciate you, and guys, tune in next week.
Guys, that concludes this episode. If you're new here, just remember, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, you can listen to a new episode on any streaming platform, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so many more. And if you don't want to just listen, then wait until the following day. That launches on my YouTube channel at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, where you can see me interact with the people that I bring on to On Air with Mr. Griffiths.